talking about.
Ooh-wee!
It's the Ooh-wee Radio Show.
Demonstration.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, Meek Millie. We in the building.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'? It's your girl, Cardi B.
It's Kayla Brianna.
What's good? It's Kehlani.
Yeah, this is 50 Cent, Wild Not on Wild. You heard me, it's going down.
What's up? It's Megan Thee Stallion.
What up? Y'all, it's your girl, Remy Ma.
Gotta play it safe. No face, no case. Once upon a time, and I heard that I was ugly. Came from a shit who wouldn't wanna fuck in my face. Bomb ass tight, rack stack of shack height. Broke boys don't deserve no piece of...
I know that's right.
Yo, it's your girl DJ Ness. It's Ooh-wee Hip Hop and R&B. The girls is in the building. I know y'all missed us. We back with another show, and we ready to turn up today, okay? Who in the building today, though?
It's the lovely Jazzy J.
It's DJ Ness.
It's your girl V-Butter, not Butter.
Your girl Stina Diaz. Tapped in, baby.
You already know what's up. We got a dope show for you. We gonna get into some girl talk, some things that make you say... Ooh-wee.
Okay.
And fess up and drink because we got a special guest in the building and we just about to turn up, okay? If you tune in, tap in, and we'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
It's the Ooh-wee Radio Show. It's the Ooh-wee Radio Show.
Welcome back, Ooh-wee Hip Hop and R&B. It is your girl, Stina Diaz, live and in person. DJ Ness and dear Jazzy J is in the building, baby. We got Butter Not Butter in the building real quick. What's up, Butter? How you feeling, baby?
I'm feeling good. It's good to see you again.
Ooh, this is my good Judy child. We go back to the first class days.
Yes.
Go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell the people what it is that's got going on, how the vibes is, what's popping.
Yes, y'all. It's your girl, The Butter Not Butter. B-U-T-T-A, not B-U-T-T-E-R. And y'all, I'm just excited to be here. I am the CEO and host of the Culture Ticket Talk Show, where we interview black artists, black entrepreneurs, and we just get into the culture. But I'm excited, y'all. So what we doing today?
I love it.
Okay. We glad to have you.
All right. I heard we was playing Fess Up and Drink, y'all.
Yeah, we need to turn up. We got to do a light icebreaker for our girl, okay?
Let's do it.
Jesus. Yeah.
Let's do it.
What we drinking? So, hold on now.
We on the dime.
She's talking about
Yeah. They ain't sponsoring us right now, so we don't be talking all like that.
Right.
But shout out to them because we be rocking with them.
Yeah,
you hear me?
For sure.
So, Butter, you like males or females?
Ooh.
I like both.
Okay.
Mama said, I don't got a drink.
And have you ever been in a sexual entanglement with both together?
No.
Okay. Sexual entanglements together, but no. She like both. So y'all here. Are you single?
I'm not single. I am with a lovely, sexy woman right now.
She is with a woman. She is with a woman. You feel me?
Yes.
Listen.
So what's the freakiest thing you and your girl ever did?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Fess up a drink.
Okay.
Jinx.
Freakiest thing.
Ooh,
that's
a good one.
I'm a drink.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and drink that on up.
She clean the fifth, clean the fifth.
Okay. So she's taking her shot. Okay.
I don't like that.
Hold on.
Well, what's your favorite feature on your girl? Or on women, period. Like, what draws
you? You wanted me to be honest?
Yes.
She is the first woman that I dated.
Okay, really?
I used to just date men, but, like, I never had sex with a man. But I had sex with her. And I would say my favorite feature on her is her lips.
Which really one?
But what drew you to her? What just made you like, okay, this the female I'm about to date.
And this is what's popping right now.
I actually got invited to an event, a pool party, and she wasn't there. She was out, and I was there with the person that invited me. And she had just walked in, and I was just like, because I never dated a girl, but I've always been attracted to, like, mass-presenting girls, like studs and stuff like that. When she walked in, I was just like, oh, she's cute. Like, okay. But I didn't think that we was going to be talking, you know what I'm saying? But we ended up talking, like, on social media. Like, she liked my pictures. I liked her pictures. And we started talking on the phone. And we just started hanging out. Like, and she started really applying pressure. She invested in my show. Mm-hmm. She just was really doing what she's supposed to be doing.
I know. That's right.
I am never wrong.
Shoot, I might need to date a female.
I'm not going to lie. I've heard success stories with women going and dealing with women now. and not necessarily because that was their first option, but they just like, you know what? Let me find some peace real quick.
I was dating other people like while I was talking to her, but like it's just kind of doing who applied the most pressure. She still is, so
I know that's
okay. Butter, listen.
Hey, Butter is over here buttering. Okay,
she's over here buttering right now.
All pink.
Literally.
No, that's crazy.
But to answer your question, her lips. Both.
Yeah.
Both, period. Both,
that's what's up.
So if y'all want to hear some more about Butter, sweet Butter, y'all got to tap in because we got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. Hey, shout out your social media. Yeah. So they can follow you real quick. Yeah,
you can follow me on Instagram at TheButter with two E's. TheeButta, not Butter. You can follow my talk show at Culture Ticket on Instagram.
Ooh. Y'all heard what she said. We'll be right back.
Right back, baby.
Ooh-wee.
Wow.
It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show. It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show.
What's up, what's up? You already know you tuned in to Ooh Wee, Hip Hop and R&B. And we about to hop into some Ooh Wee tea.
Oh, ooh, you said it all sexy?
Oh, let's get it. You know, I'm feeling a little sexy right now.
We attracting men.
Let's attract them, all of them. What's going on with that OET?
Y'all, so listen, it didn't came about. I'm sure y'all have seen on social media. Basically, ex-NBA player Joe Smith just found out his wife didn't have an OnlyFans this entire time.
No, it's definitely.
This entire time.
Oops.
Didn't have an OnlyFans, and not only just a regular OnlyFans, but like one of them ones that's like,
yeah, that's like finding out your girl been a stripper this whole time.
Yeah,
she was the top 8%.
But look, right, okay, but catch this. He didn't know, but she's making so much money because they have to, and obviously he isn't pulling it in. So she like, look, I'm on here doing what I need to do, and then prior to that, I was doing this before we even got together. When you met me, this is what I was doing.
Well, you should have been honest.
You know what I'm saying? When you met me, this is what she was doing.
But
so
she also had mentioned that, you know, she needed the money. Like, I mean, the money, like, he wasn't doing what he was supposed to do.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So the money rolled. She like, this paying the bills.
Right. So where the money coming from?
I get that. I just don't know what she doing.
I'm feeling that.
Where the money coming from?
Crickets.
Now, see, exactly. My thing is, I'm going to tell you my take. I do feel like when you in a relationship, and more specifically a marriage, you know, you definitely need to be upfront and transparent when it comes to these things. However, if you met me in this state, there's no way that you thought that I ever left this state.
I agree.
It's almost like trying to take a stripper out of a strip club and being mad that she still want to strip.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Especially if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. I'm going to get right back in survivor mode. And
exactly.
Get to it.
Let me make my money.
Yeah.
I'm at home. I ain't doing nothing. I'm just.
But they saying she doing something.
What's she
doing?
They saying she doing something.
She does. She ain't cooking tacos.
She is not cooking tacos on this OnlyFans. She is getting to it.
She busted
in real life. She also mentioned though that she had created other businesses to bring in money, and he actually works for her with one of those businesses.
Could y'all even respect? I don't want to say respect, but could you?
For her.
Yeah. Could you respect your husband after like not only you becoming a breadwinner, but like. Like, he hasn't really capitalized or pivoted off of that NBA career. So, what's next? Like, what you want me to do?
I would be glad that I got that for you to be able to lean on, but I don't want you working for me.
Yeah.
Like, now, why is that even an option?
Please go ask me that stuff.
You got to go.
No. That was good.
I can't even. So y'all would have an OnlyFans and not tell y'all husbands and our wives.
Now that's different. Nah. I don't got time to be lying, so I will tell him up front. Yeah. So he probably wouldn't even be my husband because I didn't tell him up front. This is what I'm doing.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So
especially
I probably would have to lie or hold it back because I'm so upfront.
I ain't gonna lie. I would probably lie too. I ain't gonna hold you. Especially you don't want to hurt your man.
Yeah.
Pride. You know what I'm saying? Like now I got to get on here and pop some booty. You know what I'm saying? And turn some tricks for us to keep the lights on. Because you got to maintain your lifestyle.
Like, I feel like I would just find something else to do that he might be okay with. Or if he found out, I wouldn't care. Because it's like, okay, well, I'm out here. I ain't doing nothing for real, though. Like, I'm just putting my feet on there. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
Oh, no.
That's she's doing more than feet pics. Yeah.
Yes.
That she's doing more than feet. Out of the dictionary. Okay, Dad, Jazz. We get it.
She's doing more than feet. All right, y'all, a little bit more OVT. Y'all, Jeezy just dropped a new album. He has not dropped an album in a while.
I'm here for it.
After just having a divorce with his wife. So, what I do feel about this situation is Jeezy is pivoting. He got a whole bunch going on. However, what do y'all think about people getting married? Y'all only been married for a year.
Yeah, and
was it a waste of time?
Was it to boost y'all career?
Was it a waste of time?
Boost y'all image? Was it to be talked about? Because I don't understand.
Yeah.
And it's like, everybody's all calm. It's not even realistic. Like,
and he's dropped the album. Mind you, the album name is I Can't Forgive, But I Don't Forget. And it's two different albums. So now, who is you can't forgive?
Who you forgiving and who you can't forgive?
Jeezy got a new wife?
He don't have a new wife that he's getting divorced from the Asian woman. Janine Mai, I think her name is.
Jeezy is smart. He's very smart, because why not go listen to every one of those songs on that album?
Yeah.
Why not download it, stream it, everything?
Yep.
Go buy the CD?
Yep.
Why not? And watch. Them streams going to be high. Everything's going to be good for him.
Yeah.
So I really think it was publicity. They going to be back together in a year.
I mean, I don't know. Because he left Def Jam. He's not with Def Jam no more. He left his wife.
Okay.
Like, what's next?
Well, after the baby.
You know, what's after really the baby? So, like, what's next?
Can I relate something to, you know how you can't tell your best friend you back with that dude you said you left? Yeah. It's going to be something like that. They're going to be sneaking to be together.
Yeah.
DDG pulled that same stunt with Halle Bailey, and they tried to, like, say they got on him because they, like, stop playing with her like that.
Yeah.
He made don't do that. Stuff, yeah.
Trying to be
so
funny.
Yeah. It probably is a publicity.
Trying to be funny.
I would hope so.
I mean, if it's not, I'm still gonna stream the album, because he did.
I'm still
he did release all his mixtapes on all digital platforms, so you can stream those. Shout out to Jeezy. But yeah, this new album, I haven't gotten a chance to get into it, just dropped this Friday. Well, today, Friday. So, I mean, I don't know, y'all. I'm here for it. Last thing, y'all, PNB Rock, y'all know he got, you know, last year.
What was that? I'm trying to say.
You know, last year.
All right, PNB Rock.
They just got two more people in his murder case charged. So, what I'm a little weary about when it comes to this, why is it taking so long to figure out who off these celebrities?
Yeah, right.
They're celebrities. Yeah, like, people were already filming them.
That's filming.
You know what I'm saying? People was already in the area looking to see what was going on while they was there. How nobody got nothing on footage? All y'all got is him passed out. That's all y'all got. Right. Don't nobody got nothing.
Or so some hush something.
Right. And a year later, now we have two more suspects. I thought it was a son and his dad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought it was two trying to get some money up off of him.
Right.
Either way, rest in peace, PNB Rock.
Rest in peace. Yes.
Either way, y'all, make sure stay tuned.
Can't tell her none.
That was that DJ.
Yes. That's that OOWEE-T, y'all. Stay tapped in. We got a dope show for you. Listen, this is your independent artist hub. If you want to go ahead and send your music in, tap into our Instagram. That is 3 O's, W-E-E Radio Show. It is still live, still popping, y'all. We got more coming up for the next show. And we going to tap in.
OOWEE Radio Show.